Blog Talk Radio.
For my family, for my friends, for those that we lost our things. This is a message, this is to you. Never forget the Lower East Side Crew.
For my family, for my friends, for those that we lost our things. This is a message, this is for you. Never forget the Lower East Side Crew.
Not the current. I'm Jay Davis.
I'm Jacob Curry.
Welcome back, Jake.
Good to be back.
Good for me to be back. While you're away, I spent the majority of the weekend in the emergency room. Having my stomach pumped repeatedly. A little bout with food poisoning is what I had. Yep. You know, I'd hate to say that Ernie had anything to do with this. I don't think it was intentional. I tried some of Ernie presented me with a birthday cake. Those of you who listened in on Friday's show on the birthday extravaganza, you know that Ernie, Senator Chambers, intern Ernie, provided me with a cake, some milk. I don't know what happened afterwards. It's kind of all in a haze after that. I have heard that Ernie carried the show for a little bit after that.
Oh, God.
If anybody can clue us in, because again, I was out of it. But if anybody can let us know what happened on Friday night, probably send you a sticker of some sort. Call us up. Remind me of what happened on that fateful night 3 nights ago, filling in a huge gap for me. So, we got something going on tonight, huh? Oh, what's this? Oh, we got some back. Some feedback. Not good. So, this is true. We're going to have a microphone. Looks like that. Oh, great. So, this show's off to a great start. So, we'll be back momentarily. We iron out another on the Paranormal Parade show. Let's enjoy some music from music. Our Midwest buddies. What's their name? Bowtie. Hi.
What's going on here?
Do five, four, three, two. Now, all right, Paranormal Parade, where are you? Where's the show, Jake? Our show's been again. Here we go.
Oh no.
Hey, here. We're back. So, those of you still waiting for Slipknot, here you go.
I felt the air rise up in me. Live down and clear the stone of leaves. I wander out where you can't see. Inside my shell I wait and bleed. I felt the air rise up in me.
Basically, we shot ourselves in the foot. But you can never be too safe. You know, I mean, you cannot jam too many signals. I mean, signals are meant to be jammed. It's not this one. Here. Present. So what do you think? I think what we'll do tonight, in an experimental sense, let's do 30 minutes on the air. Well, we'll take another 16 minutes and 54 seconds here on Blog Talk Radio. Then, those of you who can't hear us right now or who are listening, switch over to, what is it? How do you do it? Google Plus. Google Hangouts on Air for Parents Unafraid, or Parents Unafraid on Hangouts on Air. And you should see some streamers. We just can't stream video and Blog Talk Radio all at once. That's too much awesome. Too much awesome. Not enough broadband. Bandwidth. Right?
Right.
Bandwidth. All right. So how's your weekend, Dick?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. What'd you do?
I saw the new Jurassic World movie.
That's where I was going with this. Leading into that.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I was going in there as a skeptic. Like, Jurassic Park, Dennis Wears as a kid, that was my thing. And so...
Or that guy like this.
Yeah.
Oh, that one. Spitting stuff.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
Pretty cool.
Jurassic World, I was surprised. It was pretty good, and I'd recommend it to anybody who wants to go see it.
And
it's not a letdown at all.
Well, and that's what I was really hoping to get to was in a nutshell, your opinion of it. Okay. So now, Jacob, you've went into the world of radio movie critic. So you're now the investigative journalist. You do the interviews.
You've
got the movie reviews. This guy going places. Going places, but don't you go anywhere except over to the Hangouts on air, and you'll get to see the fact that we should have always kept this just anonymously on the radio because Jay Davis is one ugly dude. Oh, well, a lot's gone on the past few days, today in particular.
Oh,
I sent a pretty good email today. We'll get into that one here a little bit later. But on a serious note, because going back to what this show is here for and what Parent Unafraid is here for, had the opportunity over the weekend, very serious matter, where not going to give names or anything here, but a friend of the show, a longtime friend, had been going through some issues with his girlfriend. Girlfriend's a recovering drug addict. They recently had a baby. Things were looking up for him. Things were going pretty well. Out of nowhere, out of the blue, it all went south. And apparently, night before last, girl took off with the baby and just crushed our buddy. And apparently, this is somewhere down in the deep south that we're talking about here. It's not here in Nebraska or here in beautiful Venice, Italy, where we're still here at the Gondola Fest. I thought we were in New York. Going to Zio's Pizza. All right. Down south, Arizona. No, down deep south. They told this guy he had absolutely zero rights to the kid because they weren't married. Anna looked it up. Come to find out, they're almost right. They almost had it right. But we were able to do some research with a friend down there, and he filed this morning in court a motion for emergency custody, at least temporary custody of the kid. There was fear that she would try to leave the state with the kid. At that point, you know, who knows what would happen. But my thoughts are with you, buddy. I'm hoping that that motion went well for you. I haven't heard back from you yet. If you want to call in, if you're listening by chance, and I hope you are, give the show a call. if you don't mind kind of revealing your identity possibly. We'll keep it anonymous as much as we can. But I'd love to hear. That just feels good. It just feels good. Somebody was in need, and actually the way it went down, he said, hey, isn't there an organization out there somewhere that helps in situations like this? Apparently the buddy of our show didn't know much about the show or what we do. And maybe it's because we get away from that sometimes here on the show, just trying to entertain more than inform. Joke a little more than we should be inspiring, I guess. Because I tell you what, I know it's all fun and games, you know, a lot of learning chambers is here and we're just messing around. But there's nothing funny about it. There's nothing entertaining about the bullshit NFC is doing, about the bullshit CPS is pulling around the country, not just here. The bullshit that parents and families have to go through in the name of child welfare or child protection. Again, a little disclaimer. There's definitely a need for it out there. The workers and the work that you do when you're on target. And obviously, you know, the ones we hear about are those dramatic cases. And they're out there. They exist. But just as devastating as the abuse that those kids are undergoing and that you rescue them from, it's just as devastating, you sons of bitches, when you come to an innocent home, a home full of innocent people, interrupt their lives, destroy families, ruin, like an atom bomb of dipshit, like a second CPS Ranger doorbells, tick, 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 kaboom. And a whole army of dipshits pops out and sets about destroying your life. Pretty scary. Mm-hmm. Scary stuff. So, man. A dipshit bomb. That's high-tech sound effects that we got there.
Yeah.
I'm glad we upgraded the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Those one sound effects are pretty cool. If we can get this thing working on that video thing, I think it's going to be pretty cool. You guys will be entertained as well as horrified seeing fucking skeleton face guy beard move his mouth. So, what are we going to do next, Jake? We got some emails to go through. We're inviting some calls at the guest call-in line, which is 646-716-9690. The texter machine is up and running. You can text us here at show 402-616-6093. You can message us on Facebook, right? Yep, they can do that. I think Twitter as well. Or you can go the old-fashioned way and you can email us at jaydavis@jaydavis.net. jaydavis@jaydavis.net. Want to hear from you? What are we going to hear now? Probably wouldn't be good to hear. I don't want to hear it. Instead, we want to hear from you. So, that route. Jacob, I know you're young, so you don't really maybe understand what the who the principal players in the whole child protective ring are. In juvenile court, you've got the judge, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You've got caseworker. In our my situation, that would be Vandersloot. You've got your attorney, or if you're unfortunate enough to be represented by one, court appointed, you've got an attorney. The children have an attorney that they call a guardian ad litem, whose role is to look out for the best interest of the kid involved and recommend to the court what they feel is in the best interest of the child. And there's CASA, a court-appointed special advocate. It's a volunteer who gets, I think, 6 hours of training a year, and then goes and talks to the kid and makes decisions for him. Really, in my experience, limited as it is, these people all just appear to be another arm of the county attorney's office, moving forward with one agenda. And in my situation, the agenda all along has been make sure that I never forget ever again. I don't know if it's the fact that, I don't know what it is. Mostly probably because I'm loudmouth. I'll take shit from them. And they don't like that unless you bow down and do everything. Well, guardian ad litem has made some recommendations in court. Yeah. These recommendations have been, I've been to the mother's home and it's very appropriately furnished. And I think that the mother's a great mom and the kids should be there. So she's been to the mother's home, on several occasions. Been to all the family team meetings, over there. I've had a bunch of family team meetings. Who's been there? Nobody. Me. Vandersloot. That's about it. No one else ever shows. The guardian ad litem was going to attend the next family team meeting for me, but I had asked for it to take place in my home so the guardian ad litem and the decision maker could have a chance to see the environment they'd ripped the children from. They initially agreed, and then this morning decided Vandersloot said he was uncomfortable, too uncomfortable to come to the home here. He was afraid to meet me on my own turf. After I told him that he was pretty much acting like a two-year-old, comes out, his supervisor says, well, the guardian ad litem was going to be there if you'd like to come to the NFC offices for this meeting. The guardian ad litem is too afraid to go to your house. I pointed out the guardian ad litem has several, responsibilities. And one of them is to do a thorough investigation, to make an informed decision and make good recommendations to the court based on information, not conjecture, not personal opinion, not the fact you don't like my beard, So how do you think that's going to go, Jake? How are they going to make a decision, an informed one, and give the judge the information that he needs to make a decision without ever having been to my home or having been in a room with me?
I think it's going to be a very biased one-sided opinion.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking. If you don't mind, I could share with you, I guess, a little bit of what I sent in today. We can do it. Here's another episode or installment of Emails with Minardi. However, this time, the email between Vandersloot's supervisor. So, Vandersloot's supervisor.
All right.
This one. Yep, that's the supervisor.
Jason, I didn't tell you on Friday. I would do my best to arrange my schedule so I could make it to your house. But if I couldn't, I would need to have the meeting at NFC. I would have liked to attend the meeting so we can discuss the issues you have brought up and discuss what recommendations we would be making at court per our conversation on Friday. Please let me know if you change your mind and would like to have the meeting at NFC. I know the GAL would attend the family team meeting if it could occur at NFC. She is not comfortable going to your home.
Well, to catch that part, I'd have liked to attend the meeting so we could discuss the issues that you brought up. I brought up a lot of issues. They want to discuss them now? So, here's Jay Davis. In response, well, the GAL, Guardian Ad Litem, had no interest in attending any previous meetings. And, you know, to do her job and make recommendations that are based in fact as opposed to conjecture, it would seem that this could only be accomplished through actually meeting me, seeing the home that I provided for my children, and for once, seeing the situation and the misperceptions of me for what they are, ridiculously imaginative attempts to further the agendas of ex-wife, her mother, and Vandersloot. In his defense, I will acknowledge Vandersloot inherited a bit of a shitty situation, a situation made even more shitty by the bumbling efforts of one Lisa Minardi and her crew. So, I'm not going to read the whole darn email here, but I am going to say this. I got pretty mad. But I did point out, as for the Guardian Ad Litem, let me quote from the American Bar Association Standards of Practice for Lawyers Who Represent Children in Abuse and Neglect Cases. Quote, the lawyer should base the position on objective criteria concerning the child's needs and interests, not merely on the lawyer's personal values, philosophies, and experiences. What's that mean? Real objective criteria to base your decisions on, not your opinion. It also goes on, the standards do, to dictate that a thorough, independent investigation of cases at every state of the proceedings is a key aspect of providing competent representation to children. I finished it by saying, but since when have any of you been interested in doing what's right? Mm-hmm. That's right, sons of bitches. If anybody out there has any info on when NFC or if, you know, if you've got a caseworker or if you've had a caseworker, you've had experiences where these people did go to bat for you. These people did advocate for you. These people, maybe Vanner's giving them all a bad name. It's not me. I'm just calling it how I see it. That's what I do. But social workers, caseworkers, child protective workers, if any of you are listening, this guy, this agency, is giving you all a bad name. And I'm just exposing his bullshit. Let's hear from somebody out there who may have a different opinion. But we're going to hear from that person or those people on the flip side over at Google Hangouts On Air.
And we're doing it now?
Yeah. Why not? Look, yeah. We said half hour. Here we go. So we're going to wrap it up here on Parent Unafraid on Blog Talk Radio tonight. Because we're moving on up. As the title said, we're taking episode 4. To the final frontier, living color, thin space, streaming chat. That's us. We will see you again tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you. You'll see us, though. Bye.